Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Many sportsmen and women will readily tell you that one of their biggest ambitions is to represent their country at international level. To them, it is their way of bringing honor and glory to their nation. But these days, the lines between nationality and international sports have been severely blurred. And so it is not difficult to find a Brazilian playing football for Spain, a Kenyan running for Qatar, or a Ghanaian also representing Germany. A nation with such formidable athletic potential like Nigeria has seen thousands of athletes of Nigerian heritage represent different countries at global sporting events. And surprisingly, some of these Nigerians born abroad have now shown a readiness to put their talents at the disposal of their fatherland, which has raised a new problem in Nigerian sporting circles. Should these foreign-born and trained athletes be given preference over Nigerians born and raised here? Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be talking to Super Eagles media officer Tony Ibitoye from the camp of the Super Eagles, which we hear is flooded by players of Nigerian heritage declaring their intention to play for Nigeria. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Following the cancellation of today's friendly match at Burkina Faso, the next time the Super Eagles will assemble will be in June when they face the Bafana Bafana of South Africa in a 2019 Nations Cup qualifier. But the London training camp has been besieged by different foreign-born players declaring their willingness to play for their fatherland. But there are arguments that while these foreign Eagles have every right to play for the country, the same opportunity must be given to those who play in the Nigeria Professional Football League. And joining us now all the way from the Super Eagles training camp in London is Super Eagles media officer Tony Ibitoye. Thank you for joining us, Tony.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Well, so Tony, unfortunately, we didn't get to watch the Senegal game live, but how would you rate the team's performance?
Well, let me start by apologizing to Nigerians for not being able to see the game. It was no fault of the Super Eagles or the Nigerian Football Association. I think there was some mix-up in the arrangement made by the organizers to stream that game live. But the link has been up now, and for those who can access the Super Eagles Twitter handle, the link is up, and they can get to see the full game. The NFL decided that they will upload the entire game so that those who missed it can now see it from start to finish. But then to the game proper, you know, the last time the Eagles played together was in November, and we were up against a team that is Africa's, one of Africa's best teams at the moment, second best according to the rankings, and they've been together for a long time preparing for the AFCON and taking part in the AFCON, playing up to the quarterfinals and losing on penalties to the eventual champions. Not just that, it's a team loaded with a lot of very experienced players, good quality players, playing in good clubs, West Ham, Everton, Liverpool, and some other top clubs across Europe. So it was going to be a good test for our team to knock us into shape very quickly for the games that we have coming up in June. That's against South Africa in the 2019 AFCON qualifiers, and then of course the big one in August. Over two legs World Cup qualifier against Cameroon.
Well, has Burkina Faso's inability to honour today's friendly match disrupted the plans of the coaching crew?
Of course, we would have wanted to play. It would have been another good test for the team. But since we cannot control what happened, it had to do with visas. The coach had to modify the program and turn our stay here in London into something of residential training. So since there is no Burkina Faso to play, and it was too short to get any Premier League clubs, we also have players out on international assignments, we turned it into a residential camping program. So brought in a few of the boys who have been on the radar for Nigeria, who have decided to play for us, brought them into camp, and turned it into a residential camp intensive training sessions, almost 1.5 hours, 2 hours every day, to see what quality those guys can bring to the team. And in fact, at the end of the training sessions, the headache that the coaches now have in terms of who to pick and who not to pick, good headache, I mean, has increased. And we are now spoiled for choice. It's now even a tougher task to see who we can keep in view and who we can bring into the squad immediately. So I think everything has turned out well. Not exactly what we planned, but making the best of what has happened. I think we made a very good use of the other options we have, and the team is better and stronger for it.
I see. Well, Toyin, we hear that Chelsea defender Ola Aina came to the camp with his father, trained with the team, and has declared his intention to play for Nigeria. Can you confirm this?
Apart from Ola Aina, you needed to be in the camp of the Super Eagles. A lot of these guys and their fathers, stomp a camp every day. And I think it's a good sign that maybe we are getting feelers that Nigeria could be the ideal place to Nigeria could be the ideal country to play for. A lot of them in our lobby, meeting officials, meeting the coaches, you know, a lot of these young boys. So I think it's a good sign that there's something attractive about the Super Eagles of Nigeria. But then for Ola Aina to have come into camp and put on the green, white, green, and train with the team and get involved with the players, I think it's only one sign that shows. It's only one sign that is given us. So we pick it up from there and find out exactly what will be happening to him. But he's a very good player, very, very good player. And everybody that saw him, saw his involvement in the training sessions, agree that this is a good player, and if he decides to come, we'll be happier for it.
Finally, Toyin, in your opinion, what is the reason for this newfound love of these foreign-born Nigerians for playing for their fatherland?
Well, there could be a lot of factors. But I would rather dwell on the positives. If your national team isn't doing well, there is a lot of negativity around the national team, it's going to be difficult for you to attract people to your side. So for this newfound love, maybe they are beginning to see the impact that the national team is having on the likes of Victor Moses, the likes of Alex Iwobi, the likes of William Tristekong, Leon Balogun. They are beginning to see that their profile is getting better, and their career paths are being brightened by China with Nigeria. Maybe that could be a sign. It's not a matter of just throwing the camp open for anybody. It's for you to come and show what quality you can bring into this squad, how you can make the squad better, more competitive, and hungrier and more committed to achieving success.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we shut it down on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor, or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that British Nigerian boxer Lawrence Okolie took just 20 seconds to score a knockout win on his professional debut. Fighting yesterday at the Manchester Arena, the 24-year-old cruiserweight who fought for Great Britain at the 2016 Rio Olympics caught compatriot Jeffrey Cave with two solid right hands and ended the fight before fans even had a chance to sit down. Okolie hopes to become a world champion within 4 years, and if he keeps this up, he might just achieve that dream sooner rather than later. On behalf of our production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all a fantastic evening and assuring you
the planet is listening.